Alright, let's see what are we doing over here. Where are we? Oh, nice. Where are we? What off are we doing? Oh. Let's see, where did we get up to? We got... Ooh, that's good. We got pretty far. Okay. Shnikes. Okay, so we did... yeah, how you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Tom. Today we're setting up this above the 15. I'm sick. Above me, see it. Friends. Alright. I am spent. Woo! My mom has just recorded off you, Dalit. Woo! That was something. Took a break, went to Shuk Machna Yuda, picked up a few things, and I'm back. Woo! My oh my, I'm still shtickle behind from when I went to London. Just a tiny bit. I'm telling you, it's not so easy to like get caught up. Okay. I don't really remember what we're talking about, but I'll pick it up pretty quick, I think. I think it relates to Reuven stealing a field from Shimon, selling it to Levi, that matzev. Here we go, Chevy, you ready? You've been exercising? Oh my, here we go. We did, thank God, we did, I think more than half of the Amud already, but don't worry, we got plenty to do. This stuff is not easy. How long was yesterday's daf? Like an hour and 10 minutes or something? These are exceptional dafs. But they're gewaldic. The interesting thing is also these dafs are like not big, which is that's how you know that like they're slow. Like, if you look at this daf, like, these are not big dafs. Yet, every word needs some babbling. It says the Gemara on daf Tezvov, Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud at the two dots, Gufi. We said earlier, Amr Shmuel says Shmuel Balchov Goves. I might just be like belting it out this daf because I'm like shtickel exhausted. I'm just gotta like throw everything I got at it. I have another daf I have to record too. Insane. Gufa Amr Shmuel says Shmuel Balchov Goves Ashvach. Okay. The Balchov. Shimon lends $1,000 to Reuven. Wow, this is so gewaldig. Oy. Shimon lends $1,000 to Reuven. Oy vavoy. Okay. Oh la. So Shimon lends $1,000 to Reuven. There's a chayis lichosim. Oy vavoy. Which means that if Reuven doesn't pay, oy vavoy. Blah 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 blah. Shimon lends $1,000 to Reuven. Reuven borrows $1,000 from Shimon. He then sells Reuven. Now the shibud nechasim, right? Which means that Reuven's property now has a lien on it for this loan. Which means that okay, fine. Now Reuven sells his field to Levi. Okay, we've been discussing these cases, right? So I don't have to get so into it. So be'etzem, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Levi, and then he sold his field to. What? Oy. Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, then he sold his field to Levi, okay? Reuven defaults on the loan, so Shimon goes and takes away the field from Levi. Now, Levi comes to Reuven to get his money back, right? Because it's a chayis nechasim, and he wants to get his money back. He wants to get, you know, okay, lost his field. So again, Gufo Amar Shmuel, Sech Shmuel, Balchov, okay, so when it comes to Shimon, okay, Goves Ashvach. Okay, so Shim. Okay, all right. Okay, blah blah blah, blah blah. Reuven lent. Blah blah. Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Then he sold his field to Levi. Levi bought the field for $1,000. Now he then improved the field, he then improved the field. The field is now worth $1,200. So we're saying that okay. Now Shimon, who's owed money, so maybe that's not. Say how much Reuven borrowed. Let's just say Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Let's say that. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, then he sold his field to Levi. He sold his field to Levi for $1,000. Levi then improved the field. Now it's worth $1,200. Shimon now goes and he's owed money from Reuven. Reuven didn't pay him back. So Shimon now goes to Levi, takes away his field. So now Levi goes to Reuven in order to get paid back. Wait, no. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. Then he sold his field to Levi. Reuven didn't pay back Shimon, so Shimon goes and takes the field from Levi. When he takes the field from Levi, he takes not just the field, but also the peiros. Basically, even though Levi purchased the field, no, I didn't mean the peiros, the shvach. My brain is mush. Apologies in advance. So then when Shimon takes the field from Levi, he doesn't just take the principal, but he also takes the shvach. He takes the improvement to the field, right? So Levi purchased the field from Reuven for $1,000. He invested in the field. Now it's worth $1,200. Shimon can take all of that from Levi. Okay. Again, Gufa, we said earlier, Amar Shmuel says Shmuel. Balchov gove es ashvach. So Shimon, when he collects the field from Levi, can collect not just the $1,000 worth of field, but the whole field, including the improvement. Omer Ravis says Rav teida shekach kosev lo mocher le lo keach. Okay. I believe that is correct. Wait, 1 second. So, this is what Reuven writes in the document to Levi when he sells Levi the field. On ikum the ashve ve'adke ve'amrik zabine ilein inun ve'amleun v'shabchenun. Wow. So again, ona I, Reuven, ikum, I will... uphold the ashvi v'adki v'amrik. I'll cleanse and take care of zabine ilein this sale inun v'amleun v'shvachei and them and their increased value and stuff. Veikum kadomach and I will make them good to you. Meaning, basically, Reuven is guaranteeing to Levi the field, right? So meaning. So Reuven saying to Levi, even if anybody comes and takes the field away from you, I will pay you for the principal of the field, any improvements to the field. Utzvi zavino dinon v'kabil alohi. Right, and then the witnesses are like, yeah, he accepts that upon himself. Okay, fine. So Reuven accepts upon himself that if anything should happen to the field, Levi can claim from Reuven not just the principal but also the shvach, the increased value. Fine. Amle Rav Ach, Amle Rav Chia Bar Oven Le Rava. Elamei Ato. Oh, so Rav Chia Bar Oven asks an interesting kasha to Rava. He says Elamei Ato Matana Deloksiv Le Hachi. Hachi nami de lo tarif shvacha. This is an awesome question. Amalei in v'chiyofe koyach matana mi mecher. Amalei in yofe v'yofe. This is an awesome question. 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 So we're saying that if Reuven borrows money from Shimon, then he sells his field to Levi, and we're saying that Shimon can collect the whole field from Levi, principal improvement. Shimon collects the whole thing from Levi, and Levi can then go to back to Reuven and claim everything, right? The principal plus the improvement. And we're saying, right? Levi claims that from Reuven, and we're saying that that's because when Reuven sold the field to Levi, he wrote into the document that he guarantees all these things, principal, improvements, everything. Now, here's the thing. Let me say one more point on that. And therefore, because all of that was included in the sale and the documentation, Shimon can therefore collect all of it from Levi. And Levi loses, therefore, his field, the improvement, everything. Now here's the thing. Say Reuven would not sell the field to Levi. Say he would give it to him as a gift. Well, if Reuven gave the field to Levi as a gift, Reuven's not going to accept upon himself now. And if anybody comes and takes it away from you, I'm gonna pay you back. And also the if you improve it, he's giving it as a gift. He's not accepting upon himself these things. So the interesting upshot here is that if Reuven gives the field to Levi as a gift, now Shimon comes and says to Levi, hey, Reuven owes me money, I'm taking the field from you. So, sure, Shimon can take the principal of the field, he can take the principal of the field, and Levi says, like, yeah, I get it, Reuven owes you money, you're, you know, nechasim shuvalim, you're entitled to the principal, but here's the thing, what Reuven committed to you at the time of the loan was the value of the field at that time. I, however, since have improved the value of the field, and I can't go and claim that improvement from Reuven, therefore, I will never get the improvement back. The improvement was never meshubad to the loan because I improved it myself. I am keeping the improvement. I'm not giving it to you. So again, when Reuven sells the field to Levi, so then Shimon collects all of it. Levi loses all of, right, the entire field. But then he goes back to Reuven and he tells him, you know, and he gets everything back from Reuven. It's another step. If Reuven gives Shimon the field as a gift, so then Shimon cannot collect the principal. No, he can collect the principal. He cannot collect the added value that Levi increased on the field. Because Levi will say, look, I understand why you can collect the principal amount, but the added value that I improved the field, I'm holding on to because I'm not going to get that back otherwise. So the upshot is that in a certain sense, the person who bought the field and spent money on the field actually loses more from his field than the person who did nothing and received it as a gift. That's the upshot. The upshot is that, right, that the person who purchased the field and paid for the field actually loses more than the person who received it as a gift. So that's the kasha. Wow. This stuff is slow, but it's great. Again, gufa amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, balchov goves hashvach, that Shimon can collect from Levi, not just the principal of the field, but also the improved value. Amar Rava says, Rava teda yushino shekach kosev lo mochil lokech, that this is what Reuven writes to Levi. Okay, fine. Basically, Reuven accepts upon himself to pay Levi back, not just the principal, but also any improved value. And therefore, Shimon can collect from Levi not just the principal of the field, not just what he paid, but also the improvement. Now, but then Rav Chiya bar Oven points out to Rava that there is an upshot here. Elameato matone, but what if Reuven gives the field to Levi as a gift? Deloksiv leochi, that there's no document where Reuven is accepting upon himself, achrayas, he's giving it to Levi as a gift. If anything happens to it, then Levi can't claim from him, the added benefit. Right? Reuven doesn't accept achrayas for the gift. Where am I? Me'at matana deloksiv le'ochi, hochi nami delo tarif shvacha. So does that mean that in that case, by a gift, Shimon can only claim the principal amount of the field, but not the added value that Levi increased to the field? Amalein, Rava says that's exactly correct. But then Rav Chiya bar Oven responds, v'chiyofik koyach matana mimecher. But then that means that the strength of a gift is actually stronger than that of a bona fide purchase. In that, when a person purchases something, he can lose the entire field, including his improvements on it. Whereas when somebody just receives it as a gift, he actually doesn't lose the improved value. He can keep that in the event that Shimon takes it. Omelay in, Rava says, yes, that's correct. Yofa v'yofa, you're exactly right. In that sense, the person who received it as a gift is in a stronger position. Wow, I'm almost 15 minutes to do like 5 lines. Whew. Amar Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman, Hamasniso Misayele Lishmuel, Limar Shmuel. Okay, says Rav Nachman that this brisa supports Shmuel. Okay, which aspect of Shmuel? The Balchov Goves HaShevach. Okay, that a Balchov can collect from the Shvach. Okay, V'huna chavrin mukim labamili achrine, but our friend Rav Huna says it's talking about something else. Okay, fine. The Tana is, we learn the Brisa. Hamocher soda lachaveru. Okay. Varei he yotzim mitachas yado. Okay, fine. So Reuven sells a field to, Levi. Varei yotzim mitachas yado. And then it is taken away from Levi. Okay, shugove, when Levi comes to collect from Reuven, gove is a keren minchos mishubadim, so he collects the keren from minchos mishubadim v'shvach, gove minchos minichorin, and the shvach is collected from minchos minichorin v'una chavrin mukan lo b'mile achrine b'lokeach mi gazlon. Okay, fine, wait one second. What does Rashi say? The nigzol vade tarif shvacha. Okay, damele ari ashbach aval balchov kol kama de lo tarfa lo lav di dehu uvershusa de lokeach ashbach. Okay, I'm going to read that again from the beginning. Amar Rav Nachman says Rav Nachman masnisa maseil le Shmuel, that this brisa supports Shmuel, that Shmuel says that a balchov is able to collect from the Shevach as well, right? That Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, then he sold his field to Levi. Shimon then collects from Levi. He can collect not just the principal, but also the Shevach, according to Shmuel. However, Rav Huna, who says that, no, the Balchov cannot collect from the Shevach, so he says that the Bryce is talking about something else. Titan is learning the Bryce. Okay, Reuven sells a field to Levi. Okay, but the thing is that Reuven had borrowed money from Shimon. Now Shimon goes and he collects the field from Levi. Okay, Shugova, when Levi then goes back to Reuven, okay, to get his money back, Gova sakerim minchas mishubadim. So the principal amount he will collect from Reuven's nechas mishubadim. V'shevach gove minchas b'nechorin. And the shevach he can collect from nechas b'nechorin. And we'll Rav Nachman says that we'll explain according to Shmuel that this is talking about a loan, right? So meaning what's happening is Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, then he sold his property to Levi for $1,000. Levi then, you know, worked it and increased the value of the field. Now it's worth $1,200. And we're saying that Shimon, when he collects the field from Levi, can collect the whole field, including the Shevach as well. And then Levi, when he goes to get his money back from Reuven, he can collect so he collects the principal from Nechasim Shubadim and the improvement from Nechasim Binei Chorin. So we'll explain according to Shmuel that this is Dafka talking about a Balchov, and that a Balchov can collect, he collects from the entire field principal plus improvement. Rav Huna disagrees, however, and would say that that the Balchov would only be able to collect the principal, but not the Shvach. And so therefore this price, he would say, is talking about a theft, right? So meaning if Reuven steals a field from Shimon and sells it to Levi, so then obviously when Shimon takes the field back from Levi, of course he takes back the entire field, including any benefit. I mean, it's Shimon's field, he gets the whole thing back. So where am I? I don't know what I've read already. However, Rav Huna says that this brisa is talking about when it's purchased from a gazlin. In that case, Shimon, who's the victim, takes it back from Levi, you know, principal, shvach, every, you know, he takes back the whole field, everything. Wow. 20 minutes to mamash do like 10 lines. Wow. Tani Yidoch, we have another price. Ha-mocher sode lachvero. Ve'shbicho v'balchov. Okay, it's fine. V'tar fok. Shugoves im ha-shvach yosha le'tzia notel sa-shvach. Mi'balakak v'ayitzia mi'balchov. V'mayitzia yiser al ha-shvach. Ein lo elo hotzoa shir shvach mi'balchov. V'ashmua b'may mukim lo. Iblokech m'gazan kasher reisho. Tomishmo lokech migazin leisle shvacha ibibal chov Right. Kasha Reisha V'Seifa Domar Shmuel Balchov Gove Es Ashvach. Okay. This scenario is talking about the following case. Okay, so let's say it's talking about a Baal Chov, okay, because that's what it says, although we're going to suspect that maybe it's talking about it could also be talking about when he stole it, in which case the Nigzol is the Baal Chov. But anyway, so let's just talk about a Baal Chov for now, okay? So, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, okay, then he sold property to Levi, okay, fine. Now, Levi had purchased the property from Reuven for $1,000. He worked the field and he improved it. Now it's worth $1,200. Now, the thing is that the improvement didn't come for free. He invested $100. He bought fertilizer and other things. He invested $100 in order to improve the field. So now, okay, so listen up to what we're saying. So it depends. In the event that it's like I described and like we've been discussing until now, which is that, okay, so Levi purchased the field from Reuven for $1,000. He then invested $100 of his own money in order to improve the field. And the field, Baruch Hashem, now is worth $1,200 after his investment. So now, the thing is that Reuven defaulted on his loan to Shimon. Shimon's now coming and collecting the field from Levi. And he collects the whole field. Collects the whole field. So now, obviously, Levi is going to collect the principal amount from Reuven. In terms of the added benefit of $200, what Levi invested in the field out of pocket, $100. So Shimon pays him for that, and in terms of the then net benefit of $100, Levi collects that shvach from Reuven. Okay. Now, what happens if Shimon invested $100 of his own money in... No, not Shimon. If Levi invested $100 of his own money in the field, but unfortunately it didn't, you know, become $1,200, it only increased $50. Now, the field's worth $1,050. Betzim, he lost $50. He invested $100. At least so far, it's only gone up to $50, so it's $1,050. So in that case... Shimon just pays, right? So Levi had invested $100 out of pocket for a $50 increase in value. Shimon pays Levi that $50, right? The value of the increase and that's it. So now let's read it again inside. So Tani Idach, we have another price. Amocher Sada Lachaver. Reuven sells a field to Levi. Veishbicha, right? He sells it to Levi for $1,000. Levi invested in the field and it improved in value. Uva bal chov vitarfe. Now Shimon shows up one day and he says, "Sorry, Levi, but I'm taking the field away from you. You know, I lent Reuven money; he defaulted. I'm taking the field from you." Kishehu gove. So when Shimon collects the field from Levi, imashvach yoser alayitzia. So if Levi invested $100 in the field and now it's worth $1,200, so Levi invested $100 in the field and now it's $200 more valuable. Notel hashvach mibal hakarkin vayitzia mibal chov. He collects the $100 that he paid out of pocket. He'll collect from Shimon. Shimon will pay him that, and the improvement, the additional $100 of improvement, he will collect that from Reuven. Levi will collect that from Reuven. V'mayitzia yiser al hashvach. But if the amount that Levi invested in the property, $100, is more than the increased value of the field, it only went up $50. Well, then ein lo elo tzoas shiur shvach mibalchov. Shimon will pay Levi just, you know, $50 and that's it. You know, so Levi will claim $1,000 from Reuven and Shimon will pay Levi $50 for the increased value. Fine. Veha Shmuel b'mai mukim lo. Now, how is Shmuel going to make sense of this braise? I belokeach migazlon. If Shmuel says that it's talking about a situation of theft. So it's not talking about where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. It's talking about where Reuven stole a field from Shimon. So if we're talking about where Reuven stole a field from Shimon, okay, and sold it to Levi, Okay, so Reuven stole a field from Shimon, sold it to Levi. Shimon now comes to Levi to take back his field. So in that case, right, so Shimon, of course, takes back the whole field from Levi. So Shmuel had said that in that case, Levi cannot claim the Shvach from Reuven, because it looks like Ribbis. And yet in the Reisha it says that he's going to collect the Shvach from Reuven. So Kasha Reisha. Dorma Shmuel lokeach migazlin leislei shvachin. Right, Shmuel says that if Levi purchases a field from Reuven who stole it from Shimon, so then Levi, right, Reuven's not going to pay him back for the increased value because it looks like interest. Ibe balchov, and if we're talking about a loan that Reuven had borrowed money from Shimon and then sold his field to Levi, well then Shmuel had said that Shimon can collect the field from Levi, principal as well as increased value. So, principal as well as increased value. Principal as well as increased value. So, right, the Shvach. So, but in this Brisa, in both the Reisha and the Seifa, we talk about how Shimon needs to pay Levi, you know, either for his, right, well, I guess for his expense as part of the Shvach. So, but I mean, Shmuel never said anything about Shimon having to pay Levi. Shmuel just said that Shimon takes the field, principal, improvement, everything, doesn't have to pay Levi anything. So, Ibn Balchov, if we're talking about where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, Kasha Reisha Viseifa, then we have a Kasha both from the Reisha and the Seifa, that Shmuel says, Balchov Goves HaShvach, that Shimon would be able to collect the field from Levi, principal as well as Shvach, and he doesn't have to pay Levi anything. Yet our Brisa is talking about that Shimon's paying him for his, you know, what Levi laid out. So the Gemara says, look, you can say that it is talking about theft, where Reuven stole the field from Shimon. The Shaila was then, but then how can Levi be claiming the Shvach from Reuven? Well, Kugon Sheyesh Lo Karka, Inam B'Shekonu Miyodo, right? We had given, at the end of the daf yesterday, we gave two options, right? That it could be that Reuven had other property, so he wasn't paying Levi in cash, in which case, right, because if he was, then it's weird because Levi gave him $1,000 and getting back $1,200, but here he's being paid with property, so it doesn't look like Ribbis. Alternatively, they made a kinyan at the time of the sale that, you know, if anything happens, I'm committing now to paying you back, and we said that could also be okay. Inami, alternatively, Bishakonu Miyodo. Alternatively, I just said that. Ibai same alternatively, Bibal Chov, or we could say that it's talking about where Reuven had borrowed money from Shimon. Okay. So then why is Shimon having to pay Levi? Velokasha, Kan, Bishvach, Amagielik Seifoyim, Kan, Bishvach, She'enu Magielik Seifoyim. So it depends how far along the, like, if there's wheat growing on the field, depends how far along it is, right? So meaning, if Reuven had borrowed money from Shimon, then he sold his property to Levi. Levi then, you know, was planting the plant, you know, planting on the property. And there's wheat, and the wheat is not quite finished, but it's almost finished. So since it's far along, so that is why Shimon would have to pay Levi for the, you know, in that case. But if it is not far along, so then you know Shimon just takes the whole field and he doesn't have to pay Levi anything. Okay, fine. So where am I? Hamagia lechseifaim kam b'shvach shenu magia lechseifaim. V'maisin b'chol yom v'kol magbe Shmuel afilu b'shvach hamagia lechseifaim. But one second, it happened. There are cases each and every day where, you know, cases come before Shmuel, and Shmuel says that Shimon would be able to collect from Levi. You can collect from Levi the whole field, including the shvach, even by shvach hamagia lechseifaim. Lo kasha, so we say, okay, fine, no, forget it. Hode masik bay kishir aro ushvocho hodelo masik bay elo kishir aro. Do you have le shvoche umisalik le? So actually the Gemara answers, I think the Gemara is kind of like giving a different answer, which is, okay, here's the deal. So the question is, can Shimon take the Shvach or not? And the answer is, it depends how much he lent Reuven. If Shimon lent Reuven $1,000, and Reuven sold the field to Levi for $1,000, and Levi improves it, and now it's worth $1,200, well, Shimon's only owed $1,000, so he's only going to collect, right, he can only collect the principal amount, right? So meaning, if Shimon goes now and collects the whole field from Levi, he's going to have to pay him back for the Shvach, because at the end of the day, he's only owed $1,000. And he collected the whole field from Levi, so he has to pay back Levi the outstanding $200. But if Shimon had lent Reuven $1,200, and then he goes and he's owed $1,200, and he goes to Levi, takes the field's worth $1,200, he doesn't have to pay Levi anything. So again, Lokasha the Masik Be Kashir Ara Ushvacha. So it depends. Did Shimon lend Reuven $1,200, which is the value of the property, the property plus the increased value, in which case he doesn't have to pay Levi anything. Hadlo Masik Be Ela Kashir Ara. If Shimon only lent Reuven $1,000, and he's taking the whole field away from Levi, which is worth $1,200, well, then he's going to have to pay back Levi the outstanding $200 of the Shvach. The Yoiv Le Shvachay U'Masalik Le, that Shimon, in that case, just, you know, he takes the whole field away from Levi, but he pays back Levi for the Shvach, the $200, and that's that, and he says, Levi, here, take $200 and get lost. We've seen this before. So here's the thing. So what if Shmuel comes... No. What if... It's hard because we're talking about the opinion of Shmuel and we're also talking about Shimon. Anyways. What if Shimon comes to Levi and he said... We've seen this before. And he says to Levi, look, I'm sorry, but Reuven owed me money. He defaulted on the loan. I'm taking this field from you, Levi. And Levi says, wait, one second. I have money. How much did you lend Reuven? You know, you lent Reuven $1,200. Look, can't I just give you the $1,200? I'll take it from Reuven. Let me keep the field. Okay? So, the question is, can Shimon say, no, I want the field? Or does he say, okay, fine. You know, does he take the money? So, we're saying right now that Shimon basically takes the field from Levi. And then just, if he only lent $1,000... So then the outstanding $200, he just gives $200 to Levi and says, you know, get lost. So this works if you say that even in the event that Levi has the money, he's unable to pay off Shimon he's unable to force Shimon to take the money instead. So if that's the case, so then, okay, I get it. Levi's powerless. Shimon comes, takes the whole field, and he says to Levi, look, you know, I only lent Reuven $1,000. Here's $200. Take it. Buy yourself something nice and get lost. But in the event that if Levi had the money, he'd be able to say to Shimon, wait, don't take the field. I don't want you to take the field. I have money. I'll pay you what you're owed, but I'm going to keep the field. If Levi would be able to say that to Shimon, so then Levi should be able to say here as well, look, if I had the money, I would be able to just give you money and say, get lost, Shimon. But I don't have that kind of money. But at least, you know, you're taking the field away from me. You're really only owed $1,000. Nobody's paying you, right? Shimon's not paying you. I don't have money to pay you. You really just need to get back $1,000. Again, if I had the money, I could have just paid you off. I don't have the money. But now you owe me money. So again, if I had the money, I'd be able to pay you off and keep the field. So now that you owe the money, I don't want the cash actually. I'd prefer that you give me property, right? Meaning you don't have an inherent right to the property. If I had the money, I could have paid you off and I could have kept the property. So instead of paying me cash, I would want property. But from the fact that we're saying that what Shimon does is he takes the property and he pays off Levi for the Shvach, it sounds like we're saying specifically that Levi is powerless and he has to just accept the money and get lost, and he can't, right? And he's not in a position where even if he had the money, he'd be able to pay off Shimon. To which we say, no, it could be that, it could be that theoretically, even in a scenario where Shimon, that in a scenario where Levi could have paid him off, then he could have gotten the property, you know, part of the property. But we could say that specifically it's talking about a scenario where Reuven had said to Shimon that this specific field is I'm going to pay back from this specific field. Because he said from this specific field, so therefore that makes Levi powerless in this scenario. So let's read that again. Right, so we're saying that Shimon pays off, Shimon takes the whole field from Levi, and then he just pays Levi the $200 for the increased value of the field. So nichal amando amr, this makes sense according to the opinion. That even if Levi had money to pay off Shimon, he can't do that, and Shimon can say, "No, I want the field." So Shapir, okay. So Shimon's taking the field and he's giving the increased value to Levi and saying, he's saying, "Get lost." But according to the opinion that if Levi had the money, he could just pay off Shimon and keep his field. Well, then Neimale, let Levi say to Shimon, "Ilu hava li zuze ava misalkinoch mikula ara." Look, if I had the money, I would have just paid you off and said, get out of here, and I want to keep this field. Hashda delays li zuzi. Look, I don't have that money to pay you, but at least with regard to the shvach, let me hold on to part of the field. Havli garbe de ara ba ara shir shvachoi. At least give me, you know, allow me to retain a portion of the property that right equivalent to the $200. So from the fact that so if that's the case, then why are we saying that Shimon just pays him off and says get lost? Can't Levi take part of the field for his shvach? Ach of Ma'askin, here what are we talking about? Kigon Shaso Aputiki, that Reuven made this specific field mishubad to the loan to Omar Le Lo Ye Lechapiron Elo Mizo, that Reuven had said to Shimon. I don't know if I said Reuven, Shimon, Levi. I don't know. But Reuven had said to Shimon when he borrowed the money that if anything defaults, you can get paid specifically from that. If I default, you can get paid specifically from this field. In which case, Levi can't, right, is powerless to retain the field. Hikir bosh eino shelo vilokcha. Interesting. Amar Rav Mos Yeshlo Shvach Einlo Shmuel Amar Afilu Mos Einlo. Okay, interesting scenario. Reuven sells the field to Levi, and Levi knows that it's stolen. Levi knows Reuven stole a field from Shimon, and now he's buying it from Reuven. Like, Reuven is selling a field to Levi. Levi knows. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's buying stolen property. Okay, so hikir bo she'eino shelo. If Levi, at the time of the sale, is aware that the field that Reuven is selling him does not belong to him, does not belong to Reuven, vilakcha. And anyways, Levi buys it. He pays Reuven for the field, $1,000. Omar Rav says Rav Mos yesh lo shvach ein lo. So says Rav, look, when Levi when Shimon comes and takes back his field from Levi, Levi can go back to Reuven and claim the principal, but not any improved, increased value that he, Levi, brought to the field. Shmuel says, No, forget about it. Levi can't take, he can't get back anything. Reuven bought, well, Levi bought a stolen field from Reuven. He gave $1,000 to Reuven. Shimon comes and takes the field away from him because it really belongs to Shimon. Levi can't get anything back. But Micah, if we get what's the machlokes between Rab, who says that Levi can get back the principal, and Shmuel, who says that Levi can't get back anything, what's the machlokes? Rav says, "Adam yodeh shekarka ain lo." The gomer v'nosan the shum pikodin. Well, because yeah, Levi was aware that he was buying a stolen field that doesn't belong to Reuven. So therefore, when Levi gave the money to Reuven, he gave it to him as a pikodin. He's basically giving it to Reuven to like watch for him. He knows that he's not buying the field with it because the field doesn't belong to Reuven. He's giving it to Reuven as a pikodin, as a deposit that he can get back when Shimon ultimately comes and takes the field away from him, from Levi. V'neimulei l'shum pikadon. Why doesn't Levi just give money? Why does he just tell Reuven, "I'm giving you this money as a deposit"? Sarv lo mekabel. Well, because Levi figured, Reuven, if I just say, "Hey, I'm giving you this money as a deposit," Reuven wouldn't accept it. Ushmuel savar, and Shmuel, he figures, Adam yodeh shekarka ein lo. Okay, so Levi knows that the field doesn't belong to Reuven. V'gomer v'nosan l'shum matana, and he posh was giving the money to Reuven as a gift. V'neimle l'shum matana. Why doesn't Levi just say to Reuven, "Reuven, I'm giving you money as a gift"? Ksifa le'milsa. I assume the point is that it's embarrassing for Reuven. Right? Reuven doesn't want to receive handouts. He doesn't want to receive a gift. So Levi makes it keilu he's buying Reuven's field. He knows that the field doesn't belong to Reuven. He knows that Shimon's going to come and take it away from him. But Levi gives the money to Reuven and gives it to him as a gift. But Pligi Bechadasim, Rav and Shmuel already argue about this in another scenario that we've seen in Masechta Gittin and Kiddushin. The Idmar Mekadesh Sachoso, a person who is Mekadesh's sister, obviously you can't be Mekadesh's sister, but a person is Mekadesh's sister, Rav Amar Mos Chozrin, Ushmuel Amar Mos Matona. So Rav says that he can get his money back. And Shmuel says he cannot get his money back. It's a gift to his sister. Rav Omar Moz Chozen. Rav says that he gets his money back. A person knows that obviously he can't be Mekadesh's sister. So when he gives her the money, he gives it to her as a deposit. Why doesn't he just tell her, "I'm giving you this money as a deposit"? So, Sovelo Mekadu Mine. Well, he thought that she wouldn't accept it as a deposit, but if he gives her his kesef kiddushin, it's a different story. Then he can always claim it back later. Shmuel Omer, and Shmuel says Mos Matone, that the money is a gift. Adam Yedesh and kiddushin tovsin b'achoso. A person knows that he can't be Mekadesh's sister. V'gomer v'nosan l'shum matone. So he gave it to her as a gift, and he can't get it back. V'neimin malo l'shum matone. Why doesn't he just why doesn't he tell his sister that he's giving her money as a gift? Ksif l'amilso, it's embarrassing to her. Tzricha, we need both cases. We need the case of the stolen field as well as being Mekadesh one's sister. The Itmar Beho, that if we'd only have the case of, I don't remember, I think the case of the stolen field. Behaka Amarab, Dilo Abde Incha Diav Matonis Lenuchra. Yeah, exactly. If we would only have the case of the stolen field, so I understand why Rav would say that Levi is giving it to Reuven as a deposit, because a person is not going to give a gift to a stranger. But by being Mekadesh's sister, I might think that Rav agrees with Shmuel. I might think that Rav agrees with Shmuel that he's giving it to her as a gift. And if you would only have the case of being Mekadesh one's sister, here's where Shmuel says that he's giving it to her as a gift. When it comes to Levi buying a stolen field from Reuven, maybe Shmuel would agree with Rav that Levi wouldn't just give a gift to Reuven, instead it's a pikadon tzricha. Therefore, we have both cases to say that the machlokes is in both cases, both in the case of Levi buying a stolen field from Reuven, as well as somebody who's being Mekadesh's sister. Bein l'Rav, dama pikadon. So whether according to Rav, who says it's a deposit, pein l'shmuel d'amar matane, whether according to Shmuel, who says it is a gift, hay le'ara B'mai konochis uferis eichi ochil. I don't understand, regardless of whether according to Rav, whether according to Shmuel, Levi, how can he possibly, after giving the money to Reuven, knowing that the field doesn't belong to Reuven, how could he possibly go to the field and start eating from the field? I mean, he knows that it's stolen. So Sovri figured, Ona eichus la'arvi, avid ve'eichu begavi, keichi da'ava ko'ovid, iu. Well, Levi figures, look, I mean, Reuven was doing it. You know, I'll just go to that field, and in the meantime, I'll go down to the field and eat from it just like Reuven was. L'chi asu mare da'ara, and then when Shimon comes and takes the field away from me, well, at that point, Zuzoi, ne'avul rav dam pikad pikad l'shmul dam matana matana. Look, I mean, in the meantime, Reuven was eating the fruits of the field. So I'll you know, do this quote-unquote purchase. I know that it's not a real field. I know that it's stolen. In the meantime, I don't know, instead of Reuven eating for the fruits, I'll eat the fruits, but I expect that at some point, Shimon, who owns the field, is going to come and take it away from me. At that point, you know, according to Rav, I will go back to Reuven and reclaim my deposit. And according to Shmuel, you know, the money is a gift and you know, belongs to Reuven. Omar Rove says, Rove Hilchisod, Aloch is Yeshlo Moz v'Yeshlo Shvach. Basically, it sounds like the halacha is like Rav in all of these cases, and unlike Shmuel in all of these cases. That when it comes to Reuven steals a field from Shimon and sells it to Levi, the question is, right, Shimon, right, so now Shimon takes it away from Levi, can Levi then collect the Shvach from Reuven or not? The answer is, yes, he can. Like Rav, unlike Shmuel, right? He'll say, Yeshlo Maos, V'yeshlo Shvach. Levi can collect from Reuven the principal amount, the increased value of the field. Even if Reuven didn't mention to Levi that he would guarantee the shvach, hikir ba she'eino shelo, if Levi is aware that the field does not belong to Reuven, like we just talked about, and he took it anyways, ma'oz yeshlo shvach eino. Like Rav says, that it's like a pikadon, and he can get the money back, although he wouldn't be able to get back the increased value. Achrayis toh sofer. We also say that if you leave out achrayis in a loan document, it is considered a toos sofer. Although it's okay. Ah, and I guess but what do we say about bein b'shtoy avo, bein b'shtoy mekach memker? Whether it's b'shtoy avo or b'shtoy mekach memker. Reuven had made a Shmuel had made a chilek. He said that b'shtoy avo we would say that. Achrayus tov sofer, but not by mekach memker, because maybe a person would kind of be willing to buy it without achrayus. But we're saying that no, achrayus tov sofer, whether it's a loan, whether it's mekach memker. Theoretically, we could stop here, but I just want to. There's a two dots, like 5-10 lines into the next amud. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. I'm already like in it. Let's just do it. Let's just do it. I don't even know what we're getting up to tomorrow. Oh my gosh. These pages are insane. Let's do it. Chevre, this next Gemara is Givaldig. Here we go. And with this, we're going to conclude. This is very, very, very geschmack. Reuven steals a field from Shimon. Oh my gosh. All this yelling and screaming. Woo. Sheesh. Reuven steals a field from Shimon and sells it to Levi. And listen what this son of a gun does. Ah, Reuven. This is like the perfect theft. It's so beautiful, this execution. Reuven steals a field from Levi, sells it to Levi. Reuven steals a field from Shimon, sells it to Levi. Now, Chever, this is so beautiful. What would happen if Yehuda now were to buy the field from Shimon? So Yehuda buys, now remember, Reuven stole the field from Shimon, sold it to Levi. Yehuda now comes and he buys Shimon's field. So obviously Yehuda is now going to go to Levi and say, Levi, you got to go, this is my field. Now Chevre, listen to what this guy did. Son of a gun. Reuven is Yehuda. Meaning, sorry to confuse things, but it's, whatever. Okay, I probably shouldn't have said that, but here's the point. No, okay, forget I said that. Here's the point. Reuven stole a field from Shimon. sells it to Levi. Reuven himself buys the field now from Shimon, son of a gun. And then Reuven goes to Levi and he says, Levi, sorry, dude, this is my field. Son of a gun. Ah, chutzpah. You hear this? I'm played perfectly, but oh my gosh, the chutzpah. Ay, ay, ay. All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, well, okay. That's a good scheme, huh? Ay, ay, ay. But Mina Shmuel me Rav. Shmuel asks Rav, Chozer v'lochem ibaylem. If Reuven then goes, after stealing from Shimon and selling to Levi, Reuven then goes and buys the field back from Shimon. Well, I'm actually still getting nervous and I'm running out of space on this phone. It's gonna run out of video space. Oh my gosh. So I don't think so yet, but it's probably getting close. And these are two long doffs that I just recorded back to back. Chozer, okay, if it goes out, it goes out. I'll have to figure it out later. How much more, let me see, how much more battery do I have here? Ah, plenty of battery. Oh, yeah, but I'm not talking about battery, though. I'm talking about space. Okay. Yeah, my brain is mush. Okay, let's do it. If it dies, it dies. But Amine Shmuel Mirab. So Shmuel asked Rab, Chozer v'lokcha mibaylem rishonim au. So what if Reuven then goes and he buys the field from Shimon? Mau. Can Reuven then go to Levi and say, hey, Levi, it's my field. Get lost. So Omar Le, so Rav says to Shmuel, no. You can't do that. Ma machal orishon l'sheni. What did Reuven sell to Levi? Kol zchus shetovu liyado. No, any claim, right? Any zchus. When Reuven is selling to Levi, you know, any merit, any zchus that Reuven has to this field, he's selling to Levi. And even if he then ends up buying it from Shimon, Reuven can't claim it from Levi. My time, how come? Mazucho Omar Nichale Dilo Nikarye Gazlono Rav Ashi Omar Nichale Dileku Beim Nuse. So if Machlokus Mazucho Rav Ashi, Mazucho says, well, Reuven's trying to sort out this mess, right? Reuven realizes he's made a huge mess. Not only did he steal a field from Shimon, he then basically tied himself in a knot by selling it to Levi. Now what does he do? He can't even return it to Shimon because now Levi has it. Reuven's trying to figure out, okay, I'm in a big mess. According to Marzutra, what's going to happen is if Reuven doesn't take care of the situation, Shimon is obviously going to go and take it back from Levi. And you know what Levi's going to say to Reuven? Reuven, you're a thief. And Levi's going to make it known throughout the whole town that Reuven is a thief. Reuven doesn't want to be called a thief. So therefore, he buys the field back from Shimon, thus ensuring that Shimon's not going to take it away from Levi, and Levi won't then be calling Reuven a thief. Rav Ashi says it's that Reuven wants to be a man of his word. That if, if Reuven is selling a field to Levi, well, he doesn't want that Shimon's going to come take it away, right? And what's his word worth? His word is worth nothing. Reuven makes it, right? If Reuven does business with anybody, forget about it. You know, his word means absolutely nothing. Reuven doesn't want that, right? He wants to be to be known as a man of his word, right? So again, so So how come Reuven doesn't, right? So how come, you know, Reuven is not going to go and go to Levi and say, look, it's my field now. So my zutra omar nichale delo nikarye gazlono. Mazucha says because the reason why Reuven bought the field back from Shimon is because he doesn't want that Levi should call him a thief. He doesn't want that Levi should call him a thief. So he buys the field back from Shimon. That way Shimon is not going to take away the field from Levi, and Reuven is not going to take the field away from Levi either, because again, he doesn't want Levi to call him a thief. Right? Okay, Reuven's not going to take the field away from Levi because he doesn't want Levi to call him a thief. Rav Ashi Omer Nichale de Leku Beim Nuse, whereas Rav Ashi says that Reuven wants to be known as a man of his word, and that if Reuven sells you something, you know it's a permanent sale. My benai, what's enough community? Ki benai, demis lokeach. Well, what if Levi dies? Well, if Levi dies, and Levi's dead, well, then obviously, Levi's not going to call him a thief. Levi's dead. So now, Reuven can go to his kids and say, hey, it's my field. Right? Demis lokeach, if Levi dies, according to my Zutra, who says that Reuven doesn't want that Levi should call him a thief, Levi's dead. Levi's dead, and he can now go and say to Levi's kids, hey, this is my field, I purchased it. But according to Rav Ashi, who says that he wants to be a person of his word, well then, his word is his word. Whether it's to Levi, whether it's to his kids, his word is his word, and he's gonna leave the kids alone. Sov, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really hold up. Meaning, we're saying Levi's dead, so Levi's not gonna call him a goslin. Well, you know who is gonna call him a goslin? Levi's kids. Sov, karulei b'nei lokeach gazlano. Levi's kids are gonna call Reuven a goslin. If he doesn't want to be known as a goslin, well then Levi dying doesn't really fix that. So Elike Benayu doesn't really change that. Elike Benayu demis gazlin. Okay, well, why don't we say that? We're talking about where Reuven is dead. And if Reuven's dead, so Levi's alive, but Reuven's dead, Levi's not going to be calling Reuven a gazlin. Reuven's dead. So Manda Omar Nichole Leinish Doli Kayu gazlin or Hamisle. But if it's about Levi, Reuven doesn't want to be called a gazlin, Levi can't call him a gazlin, he's dead. Right, and therefore his kids are going to go and take it from Levi. But according to the opinion that a person wants to be known as a person of his word, well, his word is his word, and his word outlasts him. His word doesn't die when he dies. Even though Reuven is dead, his word is not dead, and therefore the kids will not take it away from Levi. But sof, I still don't buy it, because karu livnei Bnei Gazlano. Still, I mean, Levi's alive, Reuven dies. If Levi's kids now take it away from if Reuven's kids now take the field away from Levi, Levi is going to call the kids, these are the kids of a goslin. Their father was a goslin. So he doesn't really, so they're still going to call him a goslin. Right, he's going to call, these are the kids of a goslin. So Elo Ika Benayu, rather, the nafkamina is the yuava bimatono. So the nafkamina is, what if Reuven didn't sell the field to Levi, he gave it to Levi as a gift? Reuven steals the field from Shimon, gives it to Levi as a gift. And then he buys the field back from Shimon. So if the whole point was that he doesn't want to be called a thief, well, you don't really have to be concerned about that, because he didn't sell the field to Levi. Levi's not going to call Reuven a thief. Right? He didn't steal anything from Levi, he gave it to Levi as a gift. But if it's about being a person of his word, well, his word was that I'm giving you this field. So if he's giving you the field, that stands, that lasts. So the kibbutz do have matana. Manda amin nichale delekum beim nusei. So according to Rav Ashi, says it's about being a man of his word. Matana nami nichale delekum beim nusei. Well, he wants to be a man of his word, even by a gift. Manda amin nichale tilod nikayu gazlano. According to opinion that he doesn't want to be called a gazlin. Well, then the kids can now take forget about the kids. He can now take it away from and now that he purchased it from Shimon, he can take it away from Levi, and he could say, he's not concerned that Levi's gonna call him a goslin, because what, you didn't steal anything from Levi, you gave it to Levi as a gift. Shnikes.